All right, easy here for my latest partner, ExpressVPN. You're like, what the hell is that? I'll get to that. Calm down. First of all, going online without ExpressVPN is like forgetting to mute yourself on a Zoom meeting. Do you really want all of your coworkers to hear you trash talking them? Okay, so that's kind of like helping me illustrate to you what's up. Why everybody needs a VPN. Okay, so everything you do online, the shows you watch, the websites you go to, anything you do online, that gets sent to your internet service provider, including your mobile network providers. They know every single website you visit. All right? Reroute 100% of your traffic to ExpressVPN through their secure encrypted servers so your ISP cannot see your browsing history. Privacy is really big to a lot of folks, so that's why this is very, very important. ExpressVPN is the best. They hide your IP address, making it extremely difficult for third parties to track your online activity. That's important for your old pal EZ because with my setup, I can't have any compromises. My internet is so important for doing what I do that if anything affects what I do, that's trouble. That's why I use ExpressVPN. Very easy to use. You just fire up the app and click one button to get protected. Works on all of your devices too, phones, laptops, tablets, more, so you can stay private on the go. I swear by this, and my life is so much easier now that the Eric Zane Show podcast is utilizing ExpressVPN. So what you need to do is protect your online privacy today by visiting expressvpn.com/Zane. That's expressvpn.com/Zane. And you can get an extra 3 months free. expressvpn.com/Zane. Welcome, my friends. Hello to you, and welcome into the Eric Zane Show podcast, a daily show where I discuss news, nonsense, and my personal adventures. Not going to lie, today has a vibe of a senioritis day. As I was collecting my thoughts about what I will talk about on the show and so on and so forth, and I realized that I have nothing. So this is one of those shows where I have to kind of almost gather my wits and like survive through instinct. And I'm going to do that. Jeremy writes, Eric Zane Show meetup, October 25 at the Magic Bag in Detroit. WATP live show that day. There is? Has that? I didn't even know that. That's a he boy. Carl really gets ahead of things. I need to call his. That's a good idea. Get that fucker on the show. He. I always call him and just spring shit on him. Hey, Carl, it's me. Very rarely have I ever called Carl and like given him a heads up. You know, it's always been like, just here it comes, whether you like it or not. See if we can't bring him in here on the high-tech phone line.
EZ.
Hey, you're live.
I had a feeling that's when you called me.
Yes, sir. E-Rock is here. He's enjoying the show, but that's not why I'm calling. Am I understanding that you that the big Detroit show was announced at the Magic Bag for year three?
That is correct. October 25th. Save the date.
Okay. Yeah. Jeremy is right. And Jeremy says that he'd like to round up the troops, listeners of both shows. And then, you know, well, everybody just buy tickets. We hang out beforehand. We go to the show. We have a hell of a time. And all that. That's year number three, right?
That's correct. Yes. And it keeps getting bigger and better each year. So, once we get the tickets available, I'll make an announcement so we can let everybody know where to go.
Hackamania is next weekend?
That's correct. Yes, we're going to be in Las Vegas, Acromania.com. And they actually have a deal where you can stream it. So if you can't make it to Vegas, you still want to see the shows, the live podcast, the stand-up shows, they're available on Acromania.com.
You ever, like, pinch yourself at what you've created? You ever, like, take a chance or take a moment to breathe it all in?
There are times when I get very upset that I shined such a spotlight on Stuttering John and subjected so many people to this piece of shit person, because like, I've really done a disservice to society at times with this, Eric.
In the big picture scheme of things, with how your show has grown from just a couple of jamokes screwing around on and hoping that maybe your family members listen and you can make a living at it now, a good living.
No, it's crazy. I never got into this thinking it'd become my job. I was always a business professional and, you know, as a part owner in a company when I started doing this as a hobby. And so it was never my goal to make money on it. I reluctantly got on Patreon when people kept telling me they wanted to donate to the show. And so it really is incredible. But when I talk to people and they ask, you know, how do I make a living from podcasting? I just say, well, don't go into it with that goal in mind. Just go into it, have fun, and put together the best show you can.
Yeah.
And hopefully people will find it. And, you know, I got to thank people like you and Anthony Cumia, and Drew Lane, and Dick Masterson, a lot of people who had big audiences who liked us enough to show us around.
E-Rock.
To their audience. Yeah, E-Rock.
Can't
for
forget
sure.
E-Rock.
Yep.
So, one more question about that. Sorry. Do you ever have any moments where it's like, boy, this is a bad thing. I don't know if I'm going to survive. And then you couldn't have been further from the truth.
Oh yeah, for sure. I mean, it's weird when you host a podcast and you start getting more and more eyeballs, because there's always going to be people who are detractors. And so there are communities that have cropped up that are not fans of mine at all. And sometimes you see a lot of negativity seep in and things like that. And then you realize, you're like, oh, that's right. These are just nameless nobodies on the internet who are screaming as loud as they can, and no one's listening, so it's fine.
You know, that's because I have the same issues, anxious issues, like, oh, no, my God, it's the end of the world. And then I've trained myself, I've done it enough, it's happened enough, I'm finally like, when has this ever come true? When has this ever amounted to anything? And the answer is never, never, ever. So
I'm with you on that. You know, it's hard when you're in the moment, but there are definitely ebbs and flows to all of this. And, you know, you always want to think about what the next step is based on a lot of different factors, a lot of different things that could change, especially with, like, what we do. Because, well, you're actually employed now. You have a boss and stuff.
Yeah, I do. I got to go to I have, like, you wouldn't believe it, man. I have a weekly staff meeting I have to attend via Zoom.
Wow, what's that like? I haven't been in a staff meeting in years.
Oh, God. Well, you know, it's 30 minutes because the boss doesn't pay for Zoom extended time. So they're always 30 minutes, no matter what. So
that's good. That's nice.
That's about it. I wanted to also mention you said, hey, EZ, I want you to do this show called Who Are These Broadcasters with Christian Blatt. And we are right around our 45th episode. We have not missed a single week since we started doing that show. Christian does most of the heavy lifting. The guy deserves much more credit than what he gets. But our show is starting to, because before, you know, we would start and there'd be like 60, 70 people watching, and it might tickle 90 by the end of the show. But yesterday was the first time it started hot, north of 100, and we averaged probably about 115 during the live show, and they were all very energized and cooperating and being fun. And what I'm noticing with our show is where people are getting used to it, to a point where a lot of times people just go on there just to tell us to go fuck ourselves, but it's starting to actually, people are contributing and making nice joke, fun jokes and shit like that on there. I'm really enjoying Who Are These Broadcasters. Thank you for asking me to do that with Christian.
I'm very glad that you're doing it. We just posted, if people listen to podcasts still, like the audio files, you can sign up for Who Are These Broadcasters wherever you listen to podcasts. I just posted yesterday's episode this morning, so that should be right there in the feed. And I got to tell you, whenever you start a new show, so Who Are These Podcasts, we have a YouTube channel. And on that channel, I do Who Are These Podcasts. I do Who Are These Socials with my buddy Blind Mike, and you guys do Who Are These Broadcasters. And when you first launch a new show, you get a lot of people going, this isn't what I'm used to. I want to watch something different than this. This isn't good. I don't like it. And eventually, those people go away, and the people who enjoy it come to it. I'm seeing a lot of great engagement with that show, and especially, you know, you get over 100 people watching live, but it really racks up numbers after the fact, too.
And for a schlep like me, 100 is a ton from where I am right now, as 32 riveted audience members are just thoroughly enjoying this, Carl, as we speak.
I'm sure that they all are enjoying themselves with this amazing conversation. I'm sure it's riveting.
Yes. Okay. Well, anything else I need to know? You got a show coming up Saturday. Just go to whoarethese.com and everything is all there, correct?
Everything's there, yeah. And hackamania.com, the promo code is WATP for that.
Okay. I'm excited. Can I participate? I guess I should. Am I even participating in the Detroit show?
You always are participating in the Detroit show, my friend.
All right. I am happy. Please bring Lucy Tightbox. She is just so exquisite. I love her so much. What a doll.
She'll be over at my house later today. She's on Who Are These Podcasts today.
Oh, God.
Along with Brian Johnson from Tell Him Steve Dave.
I just want to look at her. I just want to look at her and just kind of, oh, you're just so beautiful. It's just incredible. All right. Very good. I appreciate you so much, buddy.
All right. I'll let Lucy know you were sipping for her.
Yep.
Today.
Yep. All right.
All right, buddy.
See you, man. Bye.
Good to talk to you.
You too. See ya. That's Carl. There's that word, simping. Hang on. I guess I'm a simp. There's a lot of things I don't understand. Who was it? It was Christian and I bring this dude on during Who Are These Broadcasters. What the fuck is his name? I don't know, but he goes, he's younger. He referred to someone as an LOL call, LOL cow or lol cow. And I'm like, I don't know what that means. And he tries to explain it to me, and I still didn't get it. I need like one word to describe what a lol cow is. So anyway, all right. Chris writes, what did Carl do before Who Are These Podcasts? I believe he was in marketing, like an advertising specialist, an ad agency. He would write ads for whatever medium. And then one day that went belly up. And then that was the end of that. I have Dear Meathead happening in moments with Dad. Okay. I dialed him yesterday to get him on the phone. And I realized it was 10 p.m. and it just rang. I was like, oh, God, what an asshole I am. He will be joining us momentarily. If you have a question for us that you want Dad to answer, by all means, send it along. Eric@ericzaneshow.com. Could be anything at all that's going on in your life. If you could just put it into a question and just send it along. And if it's clunky or wordy, I'll edit it. No worries. It just gets him talking, gets his sweet mind a-buzzing, and that's all we're looking for. That is all we are looking for. So we will get to that in just a little bit. Otherwise, I'll just chit-chat with them. I think we all came to the same consensus that when we ask him questions, sometimes he doesn't have any clue what the hell we're talking about, and he has to ask. He's smart enough to say, hey, Joanne, what do you think? And she kind of feeds him the answer. And I've noticed that. I think we're at a little bit of an odd spot with him, but that doesn't mean we can't talk to him, because I think, frankly, the way the relationship is, the way him engaging us, and he's part of something. It's something he looks forward to. It would be really weird if I just suddenly said, well, it's just not working, so we're not going to call you anymore. You know, that's a bad precedent, I think. That's a bad way to look at it. There's, you know, just have a conversation with your pops. So we'll do that. Of course, 90 years old. Okay. You can send it along, Eric@ericzaneshow.com. on the Shoreliners striping inbox. Shoreliners striping, they stripe parking lots, they stripe athletic fields. And I actually said to Timmy in the fall, I go, yo, hey, I want to stripe. If I have free time, that's a bad thing. I want to either be doing Pooh Bear chores to earn Pooh Bear points, and then I want to make money. And that's all I want to do. Monday through Friday, sometimes Saturday, sometimes Sunday. Let's do this. Started out hot and heavy, and I was actually striping athletic fields. Like Chris Denham over here, he runs Michigan Rangers, and their field complex in Hudsonville. That was your old pal EZ striping that. Okay, and then they have the work for me, but I have been absolutely slammed. I think I gave myself one too many jobs, because Bosco's has been panning out nicely, and they've been giving me hours. And you're like, Easy, what the fuck? Are you broke? No, I'm not, but I am worried. And you know what motivates me? Worry and fear. And this is what I mean by that. I just am dreadfully afraid of somehow, when I get old, being broke. And I think that's irrational. So I earn, save. A lot of this has to do with Madison and the education, and she has one more year. So here we go. That's where I'm at. I'm just like, okay, it's to a point now where my days and nights are so full that I'm marking off years at a time on my schedule. Okay, I'm going to go hard for this next year while she's in school, and then I can back off a little bit and maybe relax. And only work 6 days a week. 6.5. We'll make it 6.5. Let's settle for 6.5 days a week. Okay, which is why I am extremely... I have this senioritis going on right now. So that's kind of what's in my brain. E-Rock is here, as I mentioned. He writes, insurance is a bigger worry nowadays, too. Oh, without a doubt. My God. You play this game with healthcare.gov. I don't know if you have to utilize healthcare.gov, E-Rock, or if Mrs. E-Rock has the insurance. But I've got to utilize healthcare.gov. And then it's really fucked up, because if I have a good year, then they make you pay back all the tax subsidies that they give you. So if it's like $1,500 for insurance for a month for a premium, they go, we're going to give you $1,100. You just pay $4. I go, fuck yes. Family plan. Yes. And then I sell one too many sponsorships, or I pull out just a little bit too much money from my retirement to pay for college. And the government goes, you dumb fuck. Your earnings went past the threshold. Now you got to pay us back. So you take 1,100 times 12. Ah, fucking shit. My whole focus changed, says E-Rock. Obviously, when the kid arrived, I'm always in a panic state to make sure everything is being taken care of. Oh, yeah, that's a whole new level of worry. E-Rock says, yo, I found an email exchange between you and I when I was still at ONA and you on Freeburn Hot Wings. I'll send it over to you. It's over Jesse Ventura. I know exactly what it is. It was when we had Jesse on. And we were having a good conversation with Jesse. Jesse's kind of a dope now. I don't think anybody gives a shit what Jesse says. But back then, he was pretty good. And it wasn't that long after Jimmy. Let's see. I forgot my password. Jim Norton got into that fight with... with him. And my God, I kind of want to play that again. Jim Norton, Jesse Ventura. God, was this fucking great. They were arguing about something, and it just got off the rails. I love it. Jimmy is so quick-witted. Talk about a person you would never want to get in this type of discussion with. Oh my God. Absolutely fantastic. So let's go back in time. when Jesse was on. E-Rock was, I think, shooting the video of this. And so there's Jesse, and Jimmy and him are getting into it.
Those guys are alive.
Yes, they are.
They're not. He's hosting a talk show in Saudi Arabia. No, he's not.
They're all dead? Right. You're sure of that?
Yes.
Were the bodies identified?
No, but that's taking for that argument.
Well, we'll just fly with that. What the hell? My government told me that. So you know why I don't believe my government?
Well, you believe Saudi Arabia's government?
No, no, no.
They're over there flying planes around commercial airliners?
But here's why I don't believe my government. My government has lied to me so many times
in my
life.
Okay, fair enough.
They lied to me about the Gulf of Tonkin incident. Isn't that pretty important? The incident.
Well, you didn't want to go back that far. You didn't want to go back that far with Kennedy. We can't go back that far in Vietnam. You said to me that we're those guys.
No,
you said,
because this happened in 2004, we're not going back that far.
You said we send our guys.
You see, this is a good chat. That's compelling. Whatever it is we're talking about is fine. It isn't bad here.
Go off to war without giving a shit. And I'm telling you, that's not true.
Yes,
I'm not.
I
agree with you.
When did you go to war?
I've never been in the military.
There you go.
Okay, now it gets weird because he's doing that shit.
But you don't know.
But I say pull them out of every... So because I've never been in the military, when we are attacked by I Feel a Nation, we should not...
It should be proven first.
I feel we proved it. You feel we didn't. You also feel that fucking Bush was behind 9/11. So we're always going to disagree.
Hey, don't put fucking words in my mouth.
Okay, now it goes... Now you see, it's gone to the next level here.
You feel that the U.S. government was behind it.
How
and
is
Bush
that?
Was at the head of the
I
US
didn't
government.
Say that.
Who do you think
I
behind
just said,
it?
I just
Our
said...
Our government's covering it up.
We have not been told the truth.
So you feel that
well,
Bush...
Well, okay, wait a minute. All right. If you'll calm down a moment.
You're yelling. You said
I'm
the F word. You're the governor.
The F word.
It's mysterious. And I'm only talking your language so you'll understand.
No, you shouldn't bring you down to my level. Bring me up to yours.
You know.
I want to solve what you
let
said.
Let me
about,
answer this question.
No, I want to solve what you said about...
You know, if you're not going to let me talk, I'm out the door.
You've been talking the whole time. All you do is yell over people, and you don't want to address point by point. You act like we say, send our boys to war, fuck them. We've never said that. I agree with you. But I want to pull them out of Germany. I want to pull them everywhere. The U.S. military should never be dying for other countries. I don't care
Korea.
What happens.
Get them out.
Fuck them. I don't care if Kim Jong-il takes this out. That's not my business. I just think that if we are attacked, we have the right to want our military to respond. So that's not some warmonger saying, fuck the boys, send them over.
Okay, so now Jesse's acting butthurt.
That's what I wanted to address.
Just staring at him.
Jesse just sits and looks at Jimmy.
Why?
Awkwardly.
That was a fair point I just made. You were wrong when you said that.
I don't know. I didn't listen.
You just talk over everybody. You're a big guy, and you talk
I
loud.
I talked over you.
Yes.
You're just now yelling at me because I'm not talking.
I'm not yelling at you. I'm just yelling about your point. You accused us of something, so it's not
no,
fair.
I didn't accuse him.
Sure you did. You guys are just full of shit. You're warmongers. It's like, that's not the truth.
Yeah.
Yes.
I stand corrected.
Thank you.
Oh, what an asshole.
Great American.
Well, I'm not saying I'm a great American, but I'm not a warmonger.
When your country calls, you're there.
Hey, I've never been in the military, so you're brave. I'm a coward. I have no right. We got it. Stop.
Did I say that?
Yes, you did through implication. We all speak this. We have the commonality of language, so you can't say, did I say that, when you say something. You did it to me. You said I don't believe in the Constitution.
It says 20 minutes later.
Bye, guys.
Bye, Jess.
Governor,
why don't you sulk and walk away? Why?
No,
you put
God,
words in my
hey,
mouth.
There's a fucking guy here telling me I got a schedule, asshole.
You're using dirty language, asshole.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. Bye, tough guy.
Bye, tough guy.
And thanks for your service to our country.
You're welcome. Thanks for touching me with your fucking stupid riff-raff and fucking Rocky Horror hairdo.
I love that he said your riffraff. He barely got it out. He was so fucking flustered. He couldn't even say the goddamn insult. And it made it funnier.
Fucking Rocky Horror hairdo. You're bigger than me and stronger than me. So what? I don't give a shit. You want to beat me up? Go ahead. I'm not going to fight a guy like you. That means nothing to me.
I know.
I argued with you. You put words in my mouth, and you didn't like when I did it to you. You put words in my mouth saying, I didn't believe in the Constitution, and that's bullshit. It's not true. I don't agree with abusing it.
Thank you for your service, John.
Oh, you're welcome. You're a bigger patriot than me. Godspeed.
Oh. Fuck out of here.
Fuck out of here. There's Eric. Look at you, you fresh face fuck. Look at
Get the camera outside.
Fucking baby.
That ended on a
fucking baby.
Fucking great. God damn it. I could every couple of months you just gotta bust that one out. Jesus Christ, is that funny? Oh. How dare Jim Norton not kiss Ventura's ass? He's a veteran. So what I wrote to Eric. Favor. Our 10-year anniversary show is coming up at the end of June. Oh, wait a minute. What the fuck? Wait, that's the... I don't think I want you to see that. I don't know what the fuck is happening here. I thought you said you sent me an old email. What the fuck is going on? I don't know. Who cares? All right. Because you said you sent me an email, and I was like, wait, is that an old one? I don't know. What the fuck is going on? Sure. Whatever it is you want, I'll do it. I thought you forwarded me the email that I sent you that long ago. Fuck, I'm an idiot. You're like sending me an email now, and I'm like, oh, hey, everybody, look at the email that E-Rock sent me. I'm an asshole. He says, no, I said, oh, found the email chain. I don't know. Aram says, Jesse scared the crap out of me. Well, okay. Jesse is real big on these conspiracies. And his whole thing when we were talking to him at the time was that he had the so-called proof that somebody had killed Kennedy. Somebody else had fired the bullet. And he was going on and on about Lee Harvey Oswald couldn't have done it because he wasn't a good shot and blah, blah, blah. I reenacted the shot and I couldn't even have any accuracy. And I said, yeah, well, maybe he was a better shot than you. And he pauses and goes, oh, really? He qualified marksman. I qualified expert 3 consecutive times. Marksman is the worst. Expert is the best. What they got? Fuck. What is it about people who, like, steamroll their way through conversations like Jesse and somehow can make you feel like a moron, make you feel like you're wrong? In a lot of ways, I think I do that. When I talk on air. Some of the times I have to say, hey, you know, that was all just anecdotal. That was all hyperbole. I found that out the hard way on Q100 that I have to be careful with the vigor at which I tell a tale. Because I've gotten the old, yeah, everybody believed you when you said that. All right. What I was getting, I've been trying to make the same damn point for like 2 hours. E-Rock says, because they can't do back and forth. It's insecurity of intelligence and fear of sounding uninformed. All right. So this whole senioritis thing is in my brain, but I'm extremely busy despite the fact that this is my last podcast of the week. Okay? I'm going to do this podcast. Well, I should say this is the last podcast day. And then I have my Patreon show, which we will get to. And then tomorrow, Friday and Monday on the free platform, it's some Patreon shows that I strung together and I will post for you. And then on Patreon, I am featuring the segments or the shows called Something to Listen to While I'm Away. The first show is March 5th. No, March 6th, 2010. And then the subsequent days from 2010. So 3 straight shows from the year 2010 in their entirety, unedited in their purest form, will be available for you. I cannot figure out why this goddamn camera is blurry and it's pissing me off. It's embarrassing. I made my old show subreddit again. Ben tipped me off. I'm like, oh boy. Now, very rarely, I mean, it's like never, is my name mentioned. My name is Mud on that subreddit. Okay? I'm banned from it. They don't allow me to post. And now, whenever anybody says anything about me, like, hey, I like it, everybody goes, yeah, thanks a lot, Zane. And they all think it's me. So it's fucked. But whatever. I don't give a shit. Jeremy says, oh, man, that thread is weird. And in fact, there have been posts made about me that says, look, there's a moratorium on EZ. Do not mention him. All he is a goddamn troll. This, that, and the other thing. And it's like, whatever. So I, you know, no big deal. I don't care. But it seems like every few weeks, somebody takes one of my posts and like posts it up there and say, oh my God, can you believe this asshole, what he said about Free Beer and Hot Wings? Now look, make no mistake. I have been jocktobering Free Beer and Hot Wings, or who are these who are these Zanes? I'm sorry, who are these Free Beers of their show for almost a year now. And every time I post something like that with Ben and I doing that show, it is fucking, they, boom, it lights up. And you know what also goes up? My downloads every single time. So I don't have to be on those goddamn things. It's a good thing I'm not, because I would just sit there and argue with people because I'm a moron. E-Rock says, message boards are the lowest common denominator of people. You don't need it. There's zero mention or buzz for that show. It's been forgotten. Oh, I know. I know. But it it is great fun for me, who has had a hand in it so closely, to be able to listen like a program director and critically air check them and goof on them. We all know how much fun that can be. And boy, we have had a great time doing that since we started doing Who Are These Free Beers? Just as much as I like listening to my old shit from years ago and make fun of that. Let's see. Rich says, your name is becoming better received more recently thanks to increased Kelly hate. Showbro Michael says, yeah, people need to make themselves feel better. F them. Joe Martinez says, that's what I've been telling you, moron. What the fuck are you talking about? I don't even know what you're referencing. What have you been telling me? Only thing you've been telling me is Jim Harbaugh is great, Michigan rules, the Lions suck, and I need to see a chiropractor. That's the only fucking thing that I have heard from you. So I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. E-Rock says, your throwback shows of air checks, Who Are These Zanes, is enjoyable. Good. I'm glad you enjoy that. No, that's always a fun time. Joe says, no, I'm agreeing with you. You are a moron. Oh, that's I know. Thank you. Jeremy says, they seem to think all you talk about is FBHW. It's everything FBHW used to hate. People who listen to one thing out of a 3-hour show and assume that's all that goes on. Yeah, it's cool. I don't mind. I can't go wrong if they're talking about me. This person who I'm suspicious, and this is what's bad. This person who wrote this fucking thing just made an account. It's like their only post. So everybody's going to see this and go, hey, that's Eric. I've been listening to the show since 05 and genuinely enjoy it. I was bummed as anyone when Zane left. He brought an edge they haven't been able to get back, blah, blah, blah. I feel I remember them getting into wars with other shows and talking bad about them, and it was funny and seemed to be good for getting attention. I think that they have mellowed out with age, but I don't get the Zane issue. I recently started listening to Zane's podcast, and his best stuff is when he talks shit about the old show. He has whole segments dedicated to making fun of every member, past and present. I wish that they would not avoid him like he never existed. Yeah, there's no chance that people don't think that this is me. it would be great if they took some shots and made fun of him. They're going to be like, oh, yeah, Zane wants them to talk about him, so he writes this. You guys got to stop. And it would probably be good for both fan bases. I assume they just don't want to give him any more publicity, but they get ripped apart on his show all the time, and it's his best stuff that they should respond, I feel. Okay, first of all, they should not respond. That would be a huge mistake. All right, we don't like each other. And if they respond, that's more attention for me. So you don't, they do not want to respond. That would be a horrible mistake on their part. Now, if they did, I would be over the moon. I would be very happy with that if they did. They won't because they're smart. Why the fuck would they talk about me? And frankly, it doesn't matter if they do or they don't. I'm still going to do the show. I like doing the shows that I do. They're fun. I enjoy doing them. Most people go, oh, yeah, he's just doing it because he can't get over it. He's a fucking loser. It's like, well, I mean, yeah, I guess some people, I can understand them thinking that I am kind of a loser. And I kind of am. But give me a fucking break. I think those shows are fun. And the audience that listens to them, I mean, I've got a small audience that follows me. But it's enough to do what I do. So fuck it. Who gives a shit? Zane needs the show. The show doesn't need Zane. That's the main difference. Agreed. That is 1,000,000% true. I do need them. If they stop doing a show, I would not be able to do Who Are These Free Beers. Now, it doesn't mean I'm dead. I mean, I've done a lot of shit before. I've only been doing 15 episodes. I've only done 15 episodes of that show. So, whatever. Who gives a fuck? Let's see. Zane was a bully. Yes, often he was funny, but equally, I felt embarrassed for him when he harassed and made fun of callers and guests on the show. I did not. I listened back to those and I'm like, yes, fucking get him. There were plenty of times when I changed the station because I just hated the direction his conversation was taking it. His focus always seemed to be taking everyone else down a peg. That is remarkably accurate. And I got that all the time. I had about 50% hate and 50% love from the audience on that show. Okay? But you have to have that. It was either I hate you or I love you. There was no in-between. I am not an in-between guy. That's what everybody else's job is for. I'm not there to kind of tiptoe around. I mean, I've experienced the same thing here. When have I ever done this show and you were like, I don't know where Zane stands on this? You have to. And with that, you get that. This person, oh my God, I couldn't stand it. I turned it off. I felt bad. Jesus Christ. But if you could also hear from, there are plenty of people who felt the opposite way to that intensity. Even now, if I hear Zane on the old shows, I'll be ready to switch to something. His humor is just so hateful and demeaning. Okay, that's true. And there have been times that I've been listening to those old shows and I went, oh, God damn it. What are you doing? It happens. His suggestions to Joe on his stunts always made me cringe with embarrassment and feel terrible for everyone involved. Holy shit. I wish the best for Zane. I'm sure he has legitimate gripes. No, not really. That's why he's still fixated on the show. Now, that's where you're wrong. I'll be honest with you on all this shit you've spoken of here. But I'm not so fixated on the show because I have gripes. I make money off their show. People tune into my show and support me in my various endeavors because of what I'm making. That's it. I mean, you're right. That's why I do it. I need that show for that reason. I get the feeling that he probably feels fucked over, but I honestly don't miss feeling like I need to apologize to every caller, guest, or victim of a stunt that he was a part of. Oh, come on. Give me a fucking break. I love this, too. Maybe it's just me, but I feel like taking pot shots at people is juvenile behavior. Exactly! It really takes me out of... It really takes me out of them. I can't. You wrote it weird. Out of the moments on Freebird when that happens. Negative to just be negative. Seems not very mature. This is all like a promotional piece written for me. I cannot participate in this. But they all think it's fucking me. God damn it. Unbelievable. Kenny writes, why would some listener feel they needed to apologize? They needed to apologize. What? Yeah, I know. He writes, weirdo. The people that say they feel embarrassed are so odd, Patrick writes. Why the hell were you listening then? There were some real softball shows out there. Well, I don't know, a mixed bag of people. You like some, don't like the others. There was another one I wanted to get to after. This person, brand new account with only this post, talking about the guy who wrote this post. And I said, oh, God, they're going to think it's me. This person says, Eric, we all know this is you being as desperate for attention as ever. Get over it and move on. And then this person writes, no, I think that this is actually a super fan. There was one on here, he's talking about you, Patrick, a while ago, who couldn't make a single comment without twisting it to be about Zane somehow. And after I called them out several times, Zane himself actually messaged me, I did, and said something like, yeah, he's a huge fan. I know who this is. It's, you know, it's just this thing, and sent me some screenshots. It's kind of funny that he sort of cultivates this kind of following, but then loses control of it. I don't think I've lost any control of it. I love the people that follow me. I was lurking on his subreddit recently during all this Kelly stuff, and his own fans were calling him a liberal pussy for backing down on his attacks on her. I never attacked her. The only thing I've ever attacked Kelly about is her disability, her handicap. You know, I've only made fun of her speech impediment. That's the only thing that I have focused on. I haven't focused on anything else other than her crispy R's and her when she does that shit. Okay. I don't know what that, and I don't remember anybody calling me a liberal pussy either. The fuck. Anyway, so no attacks on Kelly. Give me a fucking break. Kelly and I are pals. She reached out to me personally. We had a nice conversation. I told her, I go, don't worry, girlfriend. I got you. Someone even went after him for having a gay child. I have no recollection of that. He acts like a bully. His fans are all bullies. And then they turn on him when he isn't a big enough bully anymore. I don't know, man. I think you're making that more than it is. I don't see that. You'll have to show me that one, I guess. That's weird. This guy told me to go cuddle the creepy pillow, dude. Well, he thinks it's me. Again, they all think it's me. I made this goddamn post. Jesus Christ. Why would anyone, this guy writes, why would anyone waste their time talking to an employee that's been gone for 8 years? Exactly. This guy's got it. They have no reason to talk about me. I don't know why this fucking moron insisted that they should. There's nothing to gain for them. They're doing fine without him. He's the one that's called into FBHW to play a Name That Tune game as a regular contestant. That was fun. They can't be concerned with his dumb little show. Absolutely true. This person says probably contractually obligated to not talk about Zane. No. It's just, why bother? I'm a fucking pimple on their ass. It doesn't matter. Zane was the reason I did not listen to earlier shows that much. I got the immature trying to be angry vibe from him back then. I actually didn't start really regularly listening and liking the show until he got the boot. So there you go. I actually am very happy, though, that they talk about me on a thread that I'm supposed to be banned on. And there's a moratorium on my name. I still populate it on a regular basis. And that, hey, that helps the show grow. That does me no harm. But a lot of what you say, I agree with. So if any of you happen to listen to my show and do all are one of those people that are on there, would you please do me the solid and explain on there, because I cannot post that where I stand on all of this, because I think that that's silly to suggest by the original poster, this no underscore homework 132, that they should talk about me. That would be a horrible move on their part, and I don't think they should. And I hope they don't. If they did, it would be confirmation. I think I would really have to get under their skin. And that's the only way. And that would be a telltale sign. If they did decide to reference me in some way, shape, or form, that is a key indicator that I've hit the mark. So until then, I'll just keep doing what I'm doing and having fun. And hopefully you'll enjoy it. That's all I base my show on. Am I enjoying what I'm doing? Yes. Does the audience that I have enjoy what I'm doing? Yes. Is it growing? Yes. Quickly? No. But it's growing. And I'm happy. So it's all good. It is all good. Corey is here, finally. Tyler describes it as, they're not attacks, just mocking her crispy R's and her crazy banshee shrieks. Pin Pusher says, easy is fun and sexy. I know. I appreciate that you're pointing out what I and everyone knows. And you're a fan of who are these broadcasters, too. I appreciate the fact that I am either making you have a boner or a bit of moisture in your nether lady parts. And I don't know if you're a male or a female. Though there was a time in my life when I was a homophobe and I would have been mortified that I was turning a man on. But I do have that effect on my gay listeners. I've been told by the gays that they would like to engage me in some type of sex. Bob says, disability for Kelly? Are you crazy? Voice of an angel. Donut Dan suggests that it is actually good for both shows. It draws listeners to check out both shows. Yes, I want you to listen to the Free Beer and Hot Wings show, because when you hear something happen, you have to tip me off. Let me know. Give me a daytime. Date, day, and timestamp. Whereabout it is in the show, and I'll get after it. Thank you so much. All right. Let's see. Kelly's is probably the only one that has the capability to respond in a funny way. Chris said it would crack the internet if they did a who are these, and you responded. My head hurts after typing that. Who are these? Wait a minute. Who are these? Okay. Wow. Yeah, that is weird. I think mine broke just reading it. Jeremy says, FYI, who are these? That's not your best stuff. Dear Mita is. It's great to hear Joanne and your dad and how you interact with them. Well, thank you. Every person has a different vibe as to what is their favorite thing on this show. Speaking of that, I got to get Dad in here right now for another edition of Dear Meathead. And let's see. I got a few questions here. We'll pick them apart. Thank you so much for sending them along. I appreciate you very much. Let's see if we can't do this. It's your old dad. Let's bring him in right now.
Hello.
Hi, Dad.
How you doing?
Good morning.
Good morning.
You know, hey, I think I made a mistake.
What's that?
I didn't realize last night what time it was, and I called like at 10 p.m. And then I hung up. I was like, oh, no, I hope I didn't wake anybody up.
Well, that's okay.
Yeah, okay.
We're talking.
Yeah. So, Dad, I'm very, very excited because this week We are all going to meet up north in Grayling.
Yes.
Are you excited about that?
I'm excited.
My lovely wife, your favorite daughter-in-law, Diana, says...
Yes, Diana, man.
Yes. She can't wait to see you, and she said she's looking forward to drinking wine with Joanne.
Oh, my God. What a bunch of drunks.
Yeah, some White Claw or some... Is that what you're drinking right now, Joanne, White Claw?
That's what she's drinking with me.
Okay, and you're drinking white wine, is that right?
No, I like red wine.
Red wine. Now, is red wine... Are you supposed to drink that warm or chilled?
I drink it chilled. Lizzie drinks it warm.
Okay. All right. So I think everybody's going to kind of blow off some steam and have a good time.
A bunch of drunks.
Yes. Now, you and I are the only sober ones.
You're right.
You and I and Marquis and Sue are the only ones. Well, no, I take it back. There is actually a few more. But, I mean, it's just pretty crazy to think that there was a time when, you know, you and I were just. We drink the moment we woke up in the morning.
I know. I remember that. I don't know whatever happened.
I know. We just. I think Joanne raised some hell, and you said, "All right, I better quit."
I did. You're right.
Yeah.
Yeah, she did.
Yeah.
She agrees.
Yeah, yeah, that's the way it is. You know, sometimes it takes a little while, but people like you and I, we kind of get stuck in a rut, but we grew out of it, and now we're absolutely perfect.
Yeah, we sure are. Clean as a whistle.
Clean as a whistle, absolutely right. Dad, when you were growing up, did they ever have, like, when you were in Iran, did they have, like, marijuana?
I don't think so. I never knew. I knew nothing about it except, a little wine or something?
No, marijuana.
No, you know, like pot?
In Iran?
Yeah. You know, the drug.
Yeah.
We never had any drugs in Iran.
No, you never smoked. People wouldn't smoke dope or do cocaine in Iran?
They did hashish.
They did hashish.
Okay, so did you smoke hashish?
Yes. Well, I don't know.
Yes,
you don't. You're embarrassed, aren't you?
I'm not embarrassed at all.
Oh, okay.
I don't care.
But, okay. Was that?
I don't remember.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Hashish is like marijuana, isn't it? Isn't it similar?
Probably so.
Okay. Yeah. Well, anyway. I don't know why that popped into my head. It's just something I thought about. Okay. Is Dad, question for you, is summer your favorite time of the year?
You know, I don't know if I have a preference, you know.
Well, the thing about summer is it gets so hot sometimes, and then, you know, you start to smell.
I generally don't even leave the house.
Yes, you do. You go outside all the time.
Well,
yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, Dad.
My memory
okay.
Altering me.
All right, Dad. Hey, let me change the topic here. Kelly here has a question, and here is the scenario. One of Kelly's coworkers keeps talking about her divorce, and it's starting to get on Kelly's nerves. Kelly doesn't want to hear it anymore about her coworker's divorce. How should she say something? She wants to tell her nicely to shut up.
I think you can say once and all, hey, listen, don't you get tired of your own conversation? You know, switch subject and then tell them, listen, whatever his name is or her name.
Yeah.
Don't you get tired of your own analogies, you know? I'm tired.
Is there any concern with that, with saying that about it being taken poorly?
Well, I don't know. Well,
Dad, you've always been a very straightforward person. So I think maybe we need more people to think like that. I mean, I can just imagine Kelly getting her coffee, and then the coworker starts talking about the divorce, and then Kelly says, "Hey, don't you get tired of your own conversation?"
Yeah, I think you ought to tell them that it's annoying. You know, this is crap.
Yeah, let me add that to it. Hey, this is annoying. I think it's crap.
This wouldn't be you, would it?
No. That's correct. This is lovely Kelly. It's a young lady who she listens to you, and she sent this question along. Anyway,
I would have one piece of advice to Kelly.
Okay,
Kelly. In this world, there's all kinds of people. Some of them have pleasant conversations. Some don't have any conversation. And some of them have some conversation. If it's happening that way, walk away from them.
Walk away? We have two choices.
Walk away from a conversation.
Just walk away or tell her or say, hey, this is annoying. It's crap.
When you said even use the word crap,
okay,
you're damaging yourself.
Yes.
Yeah, maybe back off the word crap.
Yes.
Okay.
Back
gotcha.
Off the whole thing.
Okay. Change it all up. Just walk away.
Yeah.
All right. Fair enough. Fair enough. All right. Jimmy writes, now Jimmy is a dear listener who lives in Maine. Okay.
Wow.
Now what's interesting,
wow.
Jimmy knows that I am traveling this summer to Maine. Okay. He says,
yeah.
Meathead, what would you like Eric to bring back for you from Maine? He says, I recommend lobster, fried whole belly clams, or fresh haddock. Or do you just want a T-shirt?
Well, the second item you mentioned is my favorite.
Lobster?
Lobster, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, lobster is absolutely incredible. Have you ever had like a live lobster and it's, you know, alive and you drop it in the hot pot? Have you ever done that one? Yeah,
no.
I don't want to be there when that happens. I can't handle
I don't either.
It makes me very sad. I can't handle that, you know?
That's torturing a live animal.
Right. Now, if I get there and it's already on the plate in front of me, then I'll eat it.
Yeah.
Then it's okay.
If you saw somebody, I'll maybe butcher them and dinner or whatever.
Right.
Okay, otherwise... I don't like to watch that at all.
Yeah. By the way, Dad, I was recently up north to, and I was by myself, and on the way home.
You usually are.
Yeah. I was kind of like cutting the grass and stuff. But on the way home, I noticed that there was a turtle in the middle of the road on I-75. And he's big turtle. And he's, of course, moving very slowly. So I got out of the way so that I didn't strike him. But I don't know ultimately what happened to him because I didn't look behind me. I didn't want to see if anybody hit the poor thing. And the reason why I'm bringing this up, do you remember when we were driving home in the van and it was me and Matlock and you ran over a turtle?
No, I have no memory of it.
God, you hit that thing and it went like it blew up in a million pieces. There was turtle everywhere.
I think I remember that,
that
saddens me. I hate
it. It was so horrible. You were so sad. We're trying to console you. We're like, Dad, it's okay. It's going to be all right. You know, you didn't swerve, and that's good because we were in that van. If you had swerved, we would have rolled the thing, and we'd have been dead. So thank God you didn't.
Well, no, that is definitely in Illinois in my...
Well, yeah, you didn't intentionally do it. It was an accident.
No, I don't know. I would get up and walk up and pick him up if I can and put them aside, oh, yeah. You know, alive.
Have a burial, yes. I remember one time I was riding my bike in the area around here where I live, and there was a snapping turtle in the road. He was huge, and I didn't want him to get hit. So I was standing behind him and over him, and I wanted to lift him up and put him over to the other side of the road. And I didn't realize that they can whip around and bite the shit out of you.
I don't know. I don't have a clue.
Yeah.
I didn't.
That actually happened. Yeah, scared the hell out of me. But I got him to the other side, so he's good to go. All right.
Well, I love people that love animals. People that just kill them and all that. I have no respect for him.
Yeah, I have a list. One of the audience members here named Aram, he's a big hunter. He's always going out and hunting things. I couldn't do it. I don't know. I just don't have what it takes.
Could not do that at all.
Yep. Okay.
I'm glad that you got some of my norms.
Yes. We got to love all animals. Love all animals.
Oh, yeah.
Aram has the bloodlust, from what I'm understanding. It's a horrible thing.
What is that? Whoa, say that again.
He has bloodlust.
Does he eat the kill?
I think he just shoots them and lets them run around injured, and then they just die.
Oh, that's horrible. If he eats it, that's okay, because...
Yes.
We eat all kinds of meat.
Right, yes, of course, you know? Dad, I just to wrap this up, you and Joanne, you're going to get up there on Friday. We're going to sit by the fire. It's going to be awesome. S'mores, fish fry, French fries. I'm sorry?
I says I really miss that.
Well, here you go. It's all happening again this weekend, so I can't wait to see you.
Wow.
And there's...
I'm just curious, too, if any changes are made there. Naturally or by you or something.
Yeah. Well, I did a little work on the outhouse.
Oh, yeah. What do you want to do?
I put a new roof on it, and then I painted it. I put a new piece of wood on it. But good. Everybody's making fun of me because I used OSB.
Is that roof what I put up there?
It was very.
Initially.
It was a very old roof. Yes, I took off two layers of shingles. There was a lot of moss up there.
Well, that's good, honey.
Yeah. So
that, you really take care of that place. I love you for that.
You're going to be impressed.
All right.
Okay.
Joanne wants to know if you left the peephole.
No, the peephole is gone.
Oh, no. That's how people know if somebody's walking towards it.
Oh, boy. Okay. Well, maybe we should put a do not enter sign on it or something. I don't know. All right.
somebody stole the peephole.
Yeah, you better put do not enter because Josh did one time.
Do you remember how that hole got there?
I think Dad put it in there for that very reason.
Oh, I thought it was because I shot it. I thought I... all right. Well, I'll tell you what. Okay, here we go. I appreciate you guys. And just remember, if someone at work is talking nonstop about a divorce, I took some notes. It says, hey, say, don't you get tired of your own conversations? Hey, this is annoying. It's crap.
Yeah. Absolutely good.
All right. I will talk to you on Friday.
All right. Thanks for the chat.
All right. Love you guys.
Love you too.
Okay. See you next. Talk to you next time. Bye-bye. There it is. Dear Meathead. Oh, my God. I almost have trepidation. Just wondering. I mean, because that actually worked out. But I'm finding myself having to be... I guess the word is protective. I mean, you guys have a better handle on this than I have. How, if you were to go back and listen to a Dear Meathead from 2017, to now, it's going to be different. It's you have a man who's going, you're witnessing him go through the process of Alzheimer's. And I hate to bring the room down, but I just, you know, it's just unbelievable that this is kind of like out there. Anyway, Kenny says this would be, those would be good drops to use for your Q100 show spots. I don't know. You mean what we talked about here? I think it's what you mean. I think I know what you're talking about. All right. Yeah, no, he doesn't remember it, but that outhouse right on the door, there's a hole in it. And I might have mentioned this on the show. One day we're shooting targets, shooting pop cans with a 22. And I aimed at the outhouse and shot it. And it went right at head level. Like if you were sitting there taking a dump, it was right. It's right at your eyes. And I had no idea if someone was in there or not. I didn't know that. There could have very easily have been someone in there taking a dump with the door closed. And then they get one right between the fucking eyes. Can you believe that? And that was on the door that I just replaced. That old, that long ago. I was a kid. My dad was so fucking pissed. But I don't think he was pissed off that I could have killed someone. I think he was pissed off because I showed him such, a low level of respect, no respect, by shooting the outhouse, which is part of the property. It's someone's shit. And after the life of me, I was like, what the fuck is your problem? Who gives a shit? It's a goddamn outhouse. Who cares? Kenny says, lift the line. Don't you ever get tired of your own conversation? And then the big voice guy would say, you're listening to Eric Zane on the Insane Asylum mornings. And I see exactly what you're saying. That would be a good sweeper. Hey, don't you ever get tired of your own conversations? Chris says, bring a pistol and put the peephole back in there. All right. The radio show today, it was, I had to do this pre-recorded thing again, which is kind of a trick. But we pulled it off. The show went off without a hitch. There's lots of hicks. Everybody's like, oh my God, it sounds fine. It sounds live. And now they're realizing that, hey, just voice track. I'm like, nah, I don't want to voice track. I don't want to be in real time. You cannot voice track. Voice track is good temporarily. We need to be in real time. I need to be in here getting the flow of the music and then discovering the news events from the 3-4 hours that you're on, talking about them as they flow. There's rhyme and reason to it. Megan says, big voice guy, isn't that you, Easy? Thank you, my dear. I appreciate that. I do know this. I must kick out the audience who is enjoying the show on Facebook, X, and YouTube. So thank you so much for being here. Go to Twitch if you want the show uninterrupted. Either download the Twitch app and search Eric Zane Live, all one word, or on your desktop or laptop, go to twitch.tv/Eric Zane Live, and there you are. Build your own account. It's free. That way you can communicate on the chat, crack jokes, have a good time, tell me to fuck off, all that shit, and follow me on Twitch. Thank you. Patreon, as you know, is very, very big for me. That's where I make my money, in addition to sponsors on the free podcast. Patreon.com/Eric Zane, 7 days free can be yours. That's right. 7 days free can be yours when you go to patreon.com/Eric Zane. It's the home of Who Are These Free Beers? Who Are These Zanes? Soon to be Who Are These Stephen Kyles? That's going to be fun. My daily Patreon bonus podcast that we do every weekday. And the Lost Zane recordings. And what else? I'm going to bring the Insane Asylum back. So what I do on the show, on the radio, I will be able to repost on Patreon. The whole show. Every day. That is going to happen again as soon as I can get past this technological issue that we are having right now with me. Thank you, though, for watching on Facebook, X, and YouTube. Twitch and Facebook brought to you by Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid, and EV. You guys are awesome. X brought to you by Blue Frost IT. Follow me there. Follow me on YouTube as well and on Instagram. Thank you so much. I'm on Cameo. Hire me for just $20. Cameo.com/Eric Zane. I'm no longer the cheapest. I raised my price. I was 15. It's now $20 to hire me on Cameo. So much fun. Hire me and I'll give well wishes to whoever. Maybe someone's getting married. Someone's getting divorced. Maybe someone has some type of personal achievement that you want to celebrate. Whatever it is, I can be as rude and as sweet as you want me to be. You want the dogs in the video? Let me know. And that's how we do it. Cameo.com/Eric Zane. Kenny says, did you ever play Hallowed Be Thy Name by Iron Maiden like I mentioned? I haven't played that. Molly says, do you tell people to fuck off? Oh, yeah. Only if I'm told to. Well, if they say, hey, easy, you can be as mean as you want to this guy. He's a fuck. All right, great. That's all I need to hear. I remember one time I was doing a cameo and I was told it was Lisa Krantz. She said, I want you to roast my husband, Eric. This is before she became a fucking asshole. And she goes, I want you to roast my husband. And so he plays too many video games. And that's a person you want to roast anyway. Someone who spends all their goddamn time playing video games. So I'm walking the dogs. I go, yeah, hey, Eric, Lisa told me, yeah, happy birthday, you fucking asshole. By the way, way to waste your whole life playing video games. You're even worse than this. And right at that moment, I put the camera right down low where Bruce's asshole was, and he was shitting. And you get to see the shit go right out of his ass to two girls, one cup style, right onto the grass. I'm like, this right here is what you are, you fucking moron. It was great. Molly says, nice. I might use it sometimes. Kenny says he tailors it to whoever you want it to be. Yeah, there's a spot on it where you can write like directions. And if you run out of space, just send me an email and then you can tell me what you want me to do. Like, you know, whatever. You want me to dump a guy? Like, let's say there's some fucking asshole that you're dating. You want to get rid of him? I'll do it. Hey, Lloyd, Molly here hates you. Your cock's too small. And you smell like fucking Melba toast. Go fuck yourself. She never wants to talk to you again. Go stick your finger up your asshole. That's all you do. And it's over. And then you don't have to worry about it. Cameo.com/Eric Zane. Cameo.com/Eric Zane. Bob says, are you ever going to play my birthday request for Kenny? Pantera, Cowboys from Hell. I might. But I have to listen to the song first because I don't know what that song sounds like. If it's any good. I think that's like one of their biggest songs ever. Corey goes, smells like what? What? Yeah, Melba toast. Who the fuck doesn't know what Melba toast is? Am I showing my age here? No, you dumb dick. Who doesn't know what fucking Melba toast is? The kids eat it. Babies. Everybody, it's like eating a giant fucking crouton. Come on. Get the fuck out of here. All sorts of different flavors. Tyler says, I've never heard of that. It's because I'm old. Okay, let's just chalk it up to that. I don't know why I said it. Sounded funny at the time. It just happened to be in my brain. Chris says, I'm your age, though. LOL. Fuck. All right. Maybe I was the only one that ate that shit. It's a great Melba toast reference. Let's see, what else do I want to talk about? Doug, Rick, senioritis, PT. Oh, shit. I have a schedule today. Fuck. 3:30 to 4:30. I have physical therapy. Boom. Day one. I am going to ask my physical therapist the question. How do you feel about chiropractors when it comes to this pinched nerve? I have a pinched nerve in one of my cervical, in the cervical area of my neck. It's called a cervical radiculopathy. Pinched nerve. Three dorks on this show are like one size fits all. If you go and get your neck cracked, it will fix it. Now, I don't know if these three twats had pinched nerves or just their back was sore. I don't know their history. And so, whatever. Now, maybe they did have pinched nerves. Maybe they had the exact same thing as me. And then the chiropractor works. Worked for them. I still am not of the opinion that I should just trust anybody off the street. To me, it's all chain of command. Okay, I trust my physician. Ultimately, that is the great difference between me, between Kenny, Joe Martinez, and Dave. And I think of those three, Joe is the one that is the most critical of my trust of my physician. I say intelligent things on this show every time I speak. And one of the more intelligent things and points I've made, well, they're all very intelligent, is that I trust my doctor and I defer to my doctor when it comes to this. And this grown man, this says, you're a fucking moron because you're not listening to me. All he wants to do is scam you. He thinks it's a fucking conspiracy theory. That's what he believes. And look, there's his point. He's saying it again. That's why my neck is cured and yours isn't. That's what Joe believes. Now, I can sit here and say bad things about him till I'm blue in the face about this horrible thought in his brain that that's what did it. Maybe it did. I mean, I can't say for sure. He seems to be able to say for sure, though. He's like, that for sure is what is happening. I don't believe that. He thinks that the doctor is at his office going, ha, 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 we got Eric Zane. He's going to spend some more money with us. This is great. I've known this guy for more than a third of my life. I don't believe that things are the way you say they are. That opinion about don't trust your doctor, that's the type of opinion that should be said by a guy who, like, tried to storm the Capitol on January 6th. It's that type of logic. It's a conspiracy theory. Joe writes, do the research. One thing that I've learned since people started saying, do your own research, one thing I've heard and learned is that if anybody happens to say out loud for the world to hear, you got to do your own research, it's usually coming from the mouth of a retard. Typically, retarded people will tell you to go do your own research. Like if you were to line up 100 people who say publicly, you got to do your own research. And they're like cross-eyed, you know, the ear is ripped off. They're fucking perpetually stoned. They're morons. So I don't know if, now you're not. So I don't know if you want to go out on a limb and be a, hey, you got to do your own research guy. At the end of the day, my doctor does research. He's supposed to. That's what I pay him for. Jeremy writes, for like a week, I forgot that the neck had a cervical section and thought you were referring to a cervix. What? Wait a minute. Are you suggesting that when I said I had a cervical radiculopathy or a pinched nerve, that it was referencing my cervix? Oh, my God, Jeremy. Cole writes, retards always say, do your own research. If you'd research it on your own, you'd see. That may have been what I said. David says, Joe Martinez, chiropractors are fantastic. Doctors, not so much. Again, these three dudes. I would say Joe Martinez is the most bullish about it. David is second and Kenny is third. David said the doctor gave you pills that did not work. I guess he did not do his research. Look, I'm not going to lie to you. Right now, if I had to look at the scoreboard, I would say that you three fucking morons have a lead. I don't know what your score is, but I have zero. Because you're right. The pain pills that I'm taking, they're not pain pills. It's prednisone. That decrease the inflammation kind of work. I still have problems with the arm, with the shoulder. I still have tingling in the hand. And when I stop them, it's probably going to go back. But I am not ready to throw in the towel. I will do this kicking and screaming. But I can promise you this. When the time is right, I will introduce that question to my physician. And I will see what they think. Because I'll be goddamned if I'm going to let three fucking jamokes say, yeah, you need to quit going to your doctor and go see a goddamn chiropractor. As I say that, my hand is completely numb. Fuck. Oh. Joe writes, and now it will be 3-0 when the therapy doesn't work. Chris says, I blame my neck issues on the chiropractor. Kenny writes, 3 different times I've dealt with pinched nerves. Doctors and PT did not help. They cut me open for no reason. Chiropractors helped. That's all I know, man. All right. This is when I will address this. If the doc says, easy, we need to go in and operate on you. Then I would not only ask, but I may even just on my own, even if he says don't do it, just do it. Because to me, anything's better than getting cut open like that. Bob says, all you need is to find the local rub and tug. You'll be 100%. Kenny says, go talk to one at the very least, man. Oh, I told you I would. Relax. I'm just not going to do it on the down low. I need my doctor's thoughts on this first. So that's what's up. As this show has started, I've really kind of gotten used to going hard on the content. And keeping it moving as best that I can. One of the ways that I'm able to do this, though, is by having amazing sponsors and partners who have made my life so much easier by being part of the show. Basically, they come to me, I talk about them, you engage them. The first one I want to mention today, the Mario Flores Lakeshore team of Van Dyke Mortgage. So it doesn't matter where you are in the U.S. If you are ready to begin the process of getting your mortgage, the first call is to Mario. 231-332-6505 from anywhere in the U.S. Go ahead and call a couple more. Maybe your friend does it. Maybe your family member does mortgages. Maybe the guy down the street does mortgages. By all means, talk to all of them. I just want Mario in the process. Please. 231-332-6505, and then you decide. Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid and EV. a stellar, fantastic place to get any vehicle of yours serviced or repaired or maintained. 616-532-6600. That's 616-532-6600. ervines.com. That's ervines.com. Free loaner cars while your vehicle gets repaired. All right. Molly says chiropractors make you go blind if they do it wrong. I hadn't heard that one. I heard about the stroke. David says if they crack your neck, they are bad at their job. I thought that was part of it. Molly says not all use manual manipulation. It depends on the chiropractor. All of this talk makes me want to crack my neck. Maybe this is the problem. Hang on. Oh. How about this one? Oh. Felt some lightning going through my arm on that one. Damn it. Easy, do you crack your neck? Yeah. Well, we think that's the problem. Megan says, I cracked my neck today and it was kind of, and I was kind of dizzy. It was magical. Oh my God. There is nothing better than that. I had one where my eyes were closed and it was so concussive that little flashes were happening in my eyes. Kenny says, I told my chiropractor that I didn't want my neck twisted and they all know not to touch it that way. All right. Enough crack talk. Where was I? I completely got distracted. My apologies. Rick at TC Paintball. TCPaintballGR.com. What's the deal with cars where the headlight goes out when they change lanes or when they make a turn? What's the deal with going too slow on the freeway? I loved What Does Rick Think on Monday. And, oh my God, Aram, Patrick, diehard listeners were like, we can't take it. I'm like, what do you mean you can't take it? Jesus, fuck. Anyway, book your next event at TC Paintball. All you need to do is go to their website, tcpaintballgr.com, and book an event. That's all you do. tcpaintballgr.com. One fee gets you everything you need. Paint, gun, mask. Good times at TC Paintball. Book today. I'm going to hammer all these out. Frank Fuss from My Policy Shop Insurance. Go to buyinsurancehere.com when you're ready to begin the process of getting a life insurance policy. What in the world is going to happen to the missus or to you or to the kids if something happens? Spend a few bucks now each month and insure your life, for God's sake. Frank Fuss. Buyinsurancehere.com is the website. That's buyinsurancehere.com. There's racing at Berlin this weekend. BerlinRaceway.com is so fantastic. Go see the races. $14 a pop when you buy your tickets online. BerlinRaceway.com. Beer is cheap and cold. Snacks are cheap for concessions. You can bring in your own snacks in a 12x18 cooler or smaller. No beer, no booze, no glass. Kids 15 and under free. Parking is free at Berlin Raceway. I'll save the next handful of ads for when I'm wrapping up the show. How does that sound? Traffic time with Rick Seinfeld. Patrick writes, there was a 20-year-old girl in Savannah that had three or four strokes from a bad chiropractor. She's paralyzed now. God. You know, sometimes those things happen. That's very rare. Chris says, randomly cracking on your neck is definitely safer than a chiropractor. You know, that's a very good point. Like it matters what I'm doing. Or like it would matter what a chiropractor would do. Here I am. All right. Oh, my God. Okay, let's see. What else did I want to talk about? I didn't have a ton, but there was a couple things. Let's see. There is a new documentary that's coming out on Peacock. And it's called Queer Planet. It's a documentary on gay, bisexual, and transgender. What am I about to say next? You're expecting people. I mean, everybody's, I mean, anytime you turn on TV, it's all gay all the time. In the last handful of years, 99% of the population has gone gay to some degree. As you know, I'm 8% gay. Everyone within the sound of my voice is gay. So it wouldn't surprise you that Peacock is airing a documentary called Queer Planet on gay, bisexual, and trans people. Well, that's all bullshit, what I just said. There is no documentary coming out on gay, bisexual, and trans people. However, there is a documentary coming out called Queer Planet, which is documenting gay, bisexual, and transgender animals.
Yes. Really are.
Queer Planet. It is not a satire. Now, you know, I've seen Bruce sometimes hump anything. He'll hump a dog. He'll hump a ball. He'll hump a tree. Are they sure that, I mean, does that mean you're gay? I mean, in the dog world, I think that dogs' brains are just a little bit more primitive. And anything that they can do when they're aroused to get their joint bumping or their genitals bumping on something to make them feel good. I don't think dogs can discern between gender, can they? So I don't know if I buy this. Peacock unveiled the promo for the documentary, which will premiere next month. Let me see if there's a trailer. Queer Planet trailer. There is. Oh my God. Pins and needles in my hand. Oh, I'll be so glad when this is over. Check. All right. Here it is. Queer Planet official trailer.
Our planet is home to over 11 million species.
Paparazzi really are everywhere.
Everything you were told as a kid is wrong.
You make me wanna dance.
Gay penguins, bisexual lions, sex-changing clownfish.
This is a queer planet.
Queerness has always existed. It's only in humans that we have such a stigma about it.
The idea of just having two fixed sexes is clearly out of style.
Mother Nature is pretty open-minded. You make me Sex is not just for reproduction.
It's clear that no matter where you look on our planet, nature is full of queer surprises.
You see, I don't believe that. I don't believe that sex is not just for reproduction. I believe that it is just for reproduction. And the only way to make your body react to create the processes of getting your life essence out of your ding-dong and into her is through an ejaculation. The sex, it just happens to feel good at the same time. But no, I don't believe that at all. In any way, I believe that people who are gay are in fact wired differently. But let's be honest here. If everybody here was gay, we would die out, right? I mean, let's just say that we could wave a magic wand and Joe Martinez and I are lovers and that's my husband. And Kenny, I wanted to say Amanda, but I can't for this example. is having sex with Tyler. There's no chance that we would have kids ever. Because after I'm done blowing my load in Joe's asshole, he's going to shit my shit out right there. And there would be no baby. And the same can be said about you women. You can't scissor and have a baby. It's just, it doesn't happen. So I don't believe that. I believe we're intended that. Science intended for me to put my ding-dong in the vagina in order to make a baby. But if I wanted to have butt sex, I could do that too. And it's totally cool.
To be honest, we should all probably get laid a little more than we do.
That's it. So I don't know. But anyway, that is a new show coming to Animal Planet. It looks really stupid. It looks really, really dumb. Who the fuck is going to watch that? Tyler writes, just me minding my own business, put on my headphones back on, and hear something about Kenny and I getting it on, thoroughly confused. Patrick writes, hey, Corey, there is a type of ape that has sex to chill out, and I saw some documentary on it. Okay, I don't know what the fuck that means. Dolphins are the only other animals that have sex for fun. Whatever. Yeah, I don't believe that there's actually gay animals. I believe animals are just like, yeah, whatever feels good. Their primitive brains don't think like ours. Just because Bruce happens to hump O'Neill, that doesn't mean that he's gay. Only a moron would think that. You know? All right. Speaking of gay, Joe Martinez at A&E Heating and Cooling, 616-516-8579. Don't be like Jacob Bennett, who is now screwed. He has to start over. If he'd have just went ahead and gotten his AC tuned up regularly and had it serviced once a year, like I've been talking about for over 5 years with Joe Martinez. You have to see this bloke twice a year. All right? Don't get on his bad side and start talking shit about Michigan or whatever the hell. In fact, just make fun of me and you'll be fine. Call him to get the AC tuned up. 616-516-8579. It's 616-516-8579. He's the best. Chris says, whatever you need to do to justify your dog's actions, EZ. Thank you. All right. Hats off to Joe. I need a haircut, for God's sake. King's Room Barbershop is where I go. That's where guys and girls who like short hair get their haircut. King's Room Barbershop, Northland Drive, Caledonia, at 821 36th Street in Wyoming, Michigan. Go see the crew at King's Room Barbershop. Kingsroom.net is their website. They have everything you need. Not only to get the right haircut, but to style your hair appropriately and the best stylist. You will love your experience at King's Room Barbershop. I love the pre-cut wash. It's my favorite thing in the world. Nice job, ladies and gentlemen. King's Room Barbershop, online at kingsroom.net. I think there's only one dude, and that's Andy, but I might be wrong on that. Vouch is combining creators and small business. Go to my Vouch store and check out the products that I have for sale. Vouch.store/Eric Zane. That's vouch.store/Eric Zane to check out my products. And then finally, Impact Power Sports. Love these guys so much. Online at impactpowersportsmi.com. Wonderful group of people over there. They are at on 14 Mile Road in Rockford, Michigan for Impact Power Sports. Online at impactpowersportsmi.com. All right. We have to get into the asshole of the day, but I haven't really. Yeah, I don't really have one, unless you have one. I know we talked about Aram and his horrible hunting wild animals just for sport. I don't know if you caught that, Aram, on the show, but when we were doing Dear Meathead, that may have happened. Oh, shit. Okay. So, who can the asshole of the day be today? I'm not really pissed at anybody. I feel pretty damn good. Any nominations here? Fuck. I'm totally stumped. Aram says, good to know. I won't go back and re-listen. No, it was all good. It was during Dear Meathead. Donut Dan for almost selling out the dirty donut race. That is not worthy of being an asshole. Asshole of the day today. I don't know. I guess it's just going to have to be Joe Moss. Congrats, buddy. That is yet another asshole of the day for you. Kenny says the Free Beer and Hot Wing Show subreddit. No, I don't even get pissed anymore. I love it. Okay. Thank you, folks. I appreciate you. Talk to you on the Patreon. Till next time, have a good one. After the Patreon, that's it. I won't be back till Tuesday, so talk to you then. Thanks again, folks. Sign up for free on the Patreon and enjoy it. Patreon.com/Eric Zane. Thanks again. Bye-bye.